Okay, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here. Who are we talking about, buddy?
Mr. Van Morrison.
All right. Mr. Van Morrison, another one of the musical prodigies from Ireland.
There you go. Great career.
Yep.
We all know his popular songs, but within the music industry, he's got kind of that checkered history, Mike.
Sure, so, yeah, I heard about that.
Yep. Starting out, he was kind of tricked into a bad contract with Bang Records. Mm. He was required to produce 36 songs to fulfill that obligation.
That's a lot of songs.
So he basically put out, you know, some terrible songs and purposely would go nowhere. Satisfied the contract, got him out of it, but basically it damaged his reputation in finding a new label. Another thing, in 2020, during the COVID pandemic, he wrote several anti-lockdown songs, which received bad reviews.
Right.
Variety labeled him the worst songs of 2020 and damaged his legacy. During this period, he was sued by the Northern Ireland's health minister, Robin Swan, for defamation, calling him a fraud and dangerous.
Okay.
Some fans have complained of poor live performances, as he was not interested in performing, just kind of calling it in, just going through the paces to finish and leave.
Right.
Morrison has had several failed albums that critics have said were bad melodies, absurd lyrics. But, you know, another way of viewing his career is Van has chosen to produce music from his own inspiration and is not concerned with whether it will be commercially successful. Despite these issues, Van Morrison is a highly regarded artist, critically acclaimed. So Van's estimated net worth is around $90 million. Nothing to sneeze at, Mike.
So he's crying all the way to the bank.
Yeah. So not bad for controlling his own destiny in the music world.